We are at the Red Hat Summit in Boston, continuing our discussion with Jim Ganthier, Vice President and General Manager of Engineered Solutions and Cloud at Dell. Jim, let's touch on a topic I don't think anyone is really discussing, and that's cloud repatriation. What is it and why is it important?
Well, for a couple of things. Cloud, like any new disruptive type of either architecture, technology, or tool, there's a lot of misunderstanding sometimes when things just come out. And, you know, frankly, as I travel around the world, I sometimes still get the question of should it be public or should it be private? We don't believe that it's an or statement. We believe that it's an and statement. Matter of fact, we fundamentally believe that the world is moving to a hybrid cloud. Period, end of discussion, and that's how we're orienting it. But when I do get the question of public or private, the first question I get is, why is repatriation important? Repatriation important is that if you're more than a test and dev organization, if you're more than a startup, if you have aspirations to become either an SMB or to some extent an enterprise, it's okay to start on public cloud, but as you, quote, grow up, as you start to accelerate, the bills that you'll end up paying, you know, in essence, you won't be able to keep up with them. Let me make that real for you, and I'll make it real in a couple of scenarios. We had one particular partner who allowed us to walk in and do a study on their environment. This was a partner who has an OLTP database, and they get on average about 3,500 transactions per minute. He decided to do this analysis with us, and the data was really interesting. We showed that even though they started out as a public cloud company, the net is that in 15 to 16 months, they would have broken even had they started out as a private cloud company. What's really interesting is we said, okay, well, let's do some extrapolations. Typical life of a server is 4.5 to 5 years. Over a 60-month period, that customer would have saved $600,000. $600,000 in 60 months. So the basic story there is that's something that we had started to seed the industry and start to talk about. Here's the better news. Like most leaders, we did that flag plant early. Now we have folks like the 451 Group, a very well-respected analyst firm, and the analysis that they showed after surveying about 2,000 some odd customers, or 2,000 some odd, I guess we'll call it recipients of their survey, was that roughly 66% of them, almost two-thirds, either had repatriated or had plans to repatriate over the next year time frame. That same analysis is now being proven by the team at Forrester. That same analysis is being proven by the team at Principal Technology. So what started out as a thought or early assessment that we had now is turning out to be mathematical fact.
There's a balance here, though. Certainly, you make a strong financial case for repatriation, bringing things back under the roof. On the other hand, starting out in the public cloud is fast and easy.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's the way that a lot of smaller firms, it's a lot of ways that even some enterprise test and dev teams, if you clearly just want to stand something up, test it, run it, and then take it back down, yes, you can use your credit card to instantiate a cloud. But the thing is that if you want to turn that into enterprise class slash grade, if you want to use that for large-scale enterprise deployment, quickly the math is there. Now, I don't want to leave anybody with the wrong impression. Again, this is when people have a public or private cloud discussion. We firmly believe that it needs to be a hybrid cloud. And when I say hybrid cloud, at Dell, we want to make sure you pick the right cloud for the right cost with the right security and the right compliance. And that's how people will choose which cloud to go where in a multi-cloud environment.
So you've got to know where the tipping point is, essentially.
Absolutely.
To fully leverage this idea of repatriation, how will developers, architects, and CIOs need to adapt over the next 2 to 3 years?
So there's a couple of things they'll have to do. Again, looking at what are the types of workloads and what are the types of outcomes they want to drive, they're going to have to choose, and we're going to help them choose with a lot of things like sizers and other tools we make available. What are they attempting to do, and what is the right cloud for it? Now, I've talked about public or private cloud. There's two other variants, which we see all the time at Dell, which is the managed services piece. We talked in the earlier interview about how we have a really great managed service organization. That's for people who know I have to move to a private cloud, but I don't want to own either the assets, nor do I want to be responsible for the admins. Guess what? At Dell, we can take care of that for them. And then there's the fourth one, which is folks that are just starting out on the journey. One of the things that's really fascinating, and again, it's part of the myth busting like repatriation that we're doing, is folks, you know, ask us the question of, hey, is there one perfect product for cloud? Is there one perfect platform for cloud? The answer is no. Every customer is on a different click stop of the journey. What we're going to go do, both Dell and with our partners, is make sure they understand how do they pick the right cloud.
Someone said to me the other day, servers are like snowflakes, no two are alike.
That's cute.
We've been talking with Jim Ganthier, Vice President and General Manager of Engineered Solutions and Cloud at Dell. Jim, thank you very much.
My pleasure.